W4NGU, W4NGU, W4DJW.
D4CBA mobile.
D4DJW mobile.
Well, hey Dave, they let you out today?
Where did it about it?
I have been out all day long today. Out and about. I'm in Simpsonville right now, headed to Greenville, over here.
What about you?
Well, good. Well, I'm headed to get some pizza.
What kind of pizza are you going to get?
It's, Papa John's. I had to think there for a second. Because I've been going to Marco's for so long. But we've been eating some Papa John's pizza, so that's where I'm headed.
Hey, sir, in case anybody else wanted to get in. So, is Papa John's, we get Papa John's every now and then, too. I think the only ones that I like are Pizza Hut, where you get the super thick crust that's got the cheese injected into the crust, you know what I'm talking about?
And yeah, it's, I don't eat crust, but if I did, boy, I tell you, I'd be all over that, because that just looks so good, and, you know, Pizza Hut, they usually, they've been around for a long time. They do a good job.
Well, why do you not eat crust?
I'm a low carb person, so I don't eat, anything with carbs. And crust is definitely a carb thing. So, Papa John's and other places, Marco's and other pizza places make a pizza without crust. It's what they call it. I can't think of the name, but anyway, I mean, it's got all the toppings and everything. It just doesn't have the crust.
You get it with multiple types of meat.
Oh yeah, that's one thing I can have as much of as I want is meat. So, as long as it's not fried, and so I get as much meat on there as I can. Different types. Usually get three or four different types, and extra cheese and stuff like that.
Not to where I'm going here. I think I missed my turn. But that's okay. I can find another way to get there. Two geese coming up over 85, headed south. Anyway, what do the carbs do for you? How are carbs bad for you?
I don't know. I mean, it keeps me from gaining weight, and that's the main thing. Because anything you eat that has carbs pretty much turns to sugar, and even though I don't have a blood sugar problem, I don't want to gain weight either. So it's just the way I keep the weight off, and if I if I gain weight, my blood sugar will go up, so that I actually gained a few pounds last winter, and my blood sugar went up, about 10 points, I think.
If you don't have an issue with weight, which I've never had an issue with, I don't know if I'm heavy or not. I don't think I am. At 6 feet tall, 180 pounds, I've been around there since shortly after high school. never changed. So if you don't have an issue with weight, then carbohydrates aren't bad.
Definitely not for you. I mean, for most people, if they eat too much of it, it's, you know, they're gonna gain weight. But you must be one of the fortunate ones. And you know, I try to stay at about 195. I'm just under 6'3".
Taller, you can carry more weight, right? I mean, that's what my wife always told me, because she's kind of tall for a woman, like 5'7" or 5'8".
But you can. KB4CBA.
Yeah. I see a sign that says Haywood Road. And I look at the clock and it says 4:35. Those two don't mix very well, do they?
I don't want to be on Haywood Road at 4:35, but I'm on, I'm on Edwards Road, so it's almost as bad, but not quite.
Get is the Edwards Road to cut across to Wade Hampton to get back over to Greer.
The Papa John's I'm headed to is actually called Howell Road there. It's the same road I'm on. It just changes names, and it's right before you get to the intersection there at East North, and there's a little, you know, like a little strip mall type thing, and Papa John's is one of those buildings.
Much other than, because I just turned off of 385 onto Haywood, and I'm going to the top of the hill. I'm going to be coming down the hill on Howell Road.
We will pass each other, I think. I guess it just depends on how long it takes me to get the pizza.
I think Outback used to be right in here somewhere. You know, we're at Haywood Plaza entrance and Outback and Circle K, and I think there's a Jiffy Lube up to the top of the hill. You know where all that is?
Yeah.
Tell them, I think I'm on Howell now.
Coming down the big hill, and and I'm turning into Papa John's right now.
Papa John's on Howell? I didn't know there was a Papa John's on Howell.
It's almost across the street from that the place on your right there. It used to be a Bilo and some other stuff, and I don't know what's over there now, but Papa John's will be on your left after you go through the intersection at East North.
I'm talking about where the Rose's parking lot, where we used to work at the Hess gas station. I'm one road down toward, I'm on Haywood. I'm where Haywood and Howell meet. I just crossed that intersection, headed over to East North Street. So I guess we're not going to cross.
There's people in the drive-thru, so I'm going to go inside. I'll be back in a minute if you're still around. KB4CBA.
All right, well, I'll likely be here because of the big long red light. I'll probably be at the same red light when you get out. W4DJW Mobile.
Dave, KO4HKX.
Good, how are you?
Just trying to get finished up before it starts raining.
Set in tonight, huh?
The app that I use is saying about 7 o'clock.
Well, it's not mine. KN4CFW.
Well, it rained before. I guess they'll be doing it again tonight.
Anytime I light my grill, it starts raining. And good afternoon, Ken.
I saw you turn up 14 in front of me.
You on the radio.
Yeah, Dave usually takes some kind of cut through streets to get over to East North Street.
Up 85, but I missed my turn.
4PXB. Hello, everyone. I heard a whole bunch of people in there.
KO4HKX.
Afternoon, Lloyd. KN4TFW.
Yep, it definitely looks like that rain is not far away.
Ken? With him, because last time he transmitted, it sounded like a double that he won.
Normally he's may be talking to Miss Susan right about now.
Forward another foot. I wonder where everybody went. It's, I don't know. There's just a dead spot right here.
Quite a few of those around anymore.
Got Wade Hampton right there almost in front of the Jiffy Lube, but all of a sudden the radio just died.
I'm going to jump out because I'm getting ready to pull into my next stop. Dave, Ken, Lloyd, y'all be careful out there, and I'll catch y'all on down the road. KO4HKX, I'll be clear. 7-3.
I'm over in Botany Woods, and it's very sporadic. I think I'm in the shadow of Paris Mountain. Barely hearing anybody. W4DJW, mobile.
4PXB. There's also a weird spot on Wade Hampton that I always lose cell reception on my Bluetooth, so it's definitely something up there that's diffusing the signal.
The Zaxby's, there, especially if you're headed, you know, towards Greenville, it just seems like you're in the shadow of something that just dies.
If I got it. When I was waiting in line at Zaxby's, you can roll forward a foot and lose the repeater, roll forward another foot, and it's coming in clear as a bell. It's weird over there.
Back in the building, I don't even try anymore. I wait till I get done.
Probably too, because it's hard to find that 1 foot where you can.
KB4CPA.
McDonald's, by the time she gets home, there's almost no fries left.
Stuff like fries, stuff like that, chicken fingers, and things that you can pick up easily when you're driving. Those are real tempting to eat, on your way home.
And subdivision, so I'm going to say 73 to Dave and Lloyd, you guys have an awesome evening, and maybe I'll catch you again later on. KN4, KFW.
W4DJW.
73 is Ken, KB4CPA. Go ahead, Lloyd.
It's KO4PXB. When I get home, I'm making some brown gravy french fries and with some baked chicken and green beans.
Guy take me to this restaurant one day. We had lunch, and he got this burger and fries on this big oval plate, and they filled that plate full between the burger and the fries, and then all of that, all of it, was covered in brown gravy. You couldn't see what was under the brown gravy. It was unbelievable. I've never seen anything like it, and he ate every bit of it.
Yeah, definitely the brown gravy on the french fries like that, as are chili cheese fries.
This is in Boston, where it's like four restaurants come together at the same place. That's how big it is. That's how big the footprint is. And they call each one of those quadrants, they call it some continent on Earth, right? It might be North America, or it might be Asia, or it could be, you know, Africa or something like that. But anyway, they serve food like that. There's so much that it's impossible that anybody can eat all of it. There's just no way.
Place located.
They're in Boston. I used to go up them. I was learning some software development library, and from a company that was based out of there. So I would be up there every other week, and we'd go out to one of those steakhouses. And I tell you what, when you come away from there, you're hurting. But it sounds like what you were describing.
Well, I've only been to Boston a couple of times, I guess, my whole life. So, but I didn't know about that. I wish I had. Last time I was there, it was about 3-4 years ago.
Finch, or the Golden Finch, or whatever the name of that place was. You know what I'm talking about?
No, not really. My wife and I were on a trip. We spent most of our time in Portland. My mind's going blank. Anyway, looking at lighthouses and stuff like that in Portland, Maine. And then we started back and came down and spent about, I think, 3 or 4 days in New York, in New York City. And we just spent the day in, the afternoon in Boston. It was extremely hot that day, and we didn't even eat there. We just did a little walking around, sightseeing, and that was it.
It's the Bull and Finch. It's the bar that was used to film Cheers. Is in Boston. It's called the Bull and Finch, I think is what it is. But anyway, you can go into that bar and get a beer in Boston, in the Cheers bar.
One of us knew that's something I wish I'd known. Oh my goodness. Well, I don't know if we'll be going back up there or not, but if we do, I'll definitely tell her we need to check that out.
On Bull and Finch. Go ahead, Lloyd.
From what I heard, that restaurant that looks like a castle there in Malden is going to have that same philosophy, but it's definitely going to take a little while for it to open because they're actually building a walkover bridge of the interstate from the parking area that's on the other side of the interstate.
Houses were up in Boston. You had to ride a bus to the steakhouse. I mean, there wasn't enough parking. There's so many people that were eating there. I think they had buses that shuttled you from the parking space to the steakhouse.
I guess that's a good way to work off the food that you ate there, having to either walk back to your car.
And all of what they gave you, you didn't feel like walking.
Wheelbarrow sitting at the door.
Now, I can just get a mental picture of that, of them wheeling Dave out of there. Well, let me make sure I got it here. Let's take care. I'm pulling in the driveway here, so I'm gonna shut this thing down and go inside and have some pizza. 73s, and we'll talk to you later. KB4CBA.
Bon appetit. Enjoy your pizza. W4DJW. Go ahead, Lloyd.
How did the flying go a couple of days ago?
Good day for flying. Just enough breeze to know which way to take off, but it wasn't always enough breeze to know, but that's fine. It was perfect. It wasn't hot, wasn't cold, wasn't windy, wasn't raining. The sun wasn't in your eyes. It was just fly, fly, fly. So you don't get many of those throughout the year.
Heard you before that you actually are flying the plane, not a drone or a helicopter, correct?
Fixed wing, rotary wing, or multi-rotor, any of the three, any and all of the three. Fixed wing is like what people refer to as airplanes or jets. Multi-rotor is what a lot of people call them drones, but they're not. And then helicopter is just one single rotary blade with the two blades on that form a rotary disc.
That is definitely another expensive hobby.
Depends on how you do it. I scratch build most of my stuff instead of buying it. So, yeah, I was looking at DJI came out with a new quad. They cost $16,000. It's a multi-rotor for $16,000. Yeah, it can get expensive if you buy their stuff, but you don't have to buy their stuff to fly.
That's definitely the drone you take out insurance on.
Yes, we'll cover those now, but they'll cover both the cost of your equipment and anything you might tear up. So you can, it all depends on how much you want to pay. But the insurance company does cover them nowadays.
Yeah. You probably have to have, if you have the license part of it, you definitely have it where you have the insurance so you don't hit somebody or tear up anybody's property or cause fire issues if it lands in an area and causes that damage.
Very requisite if you fly at an AMA sanctioned field. AMA is the Academy of Model Aeronautics. And if you want to fly at one of their fields where a lot of the legal criteria is met at a sanctioned field for what you want to do, then yeah, you've got one. You're a member of the Academy of Model Aeronautics, which gives you $1 million worth of liability insurance for anything you might tear up.
Yeah, that's definitely good.
It helps out a lot with all the new federal the Federal Aviation Administration requirements. Some of the things they can do that make it so that you don't have to do as much work to be able to fly legally.
Yeah, because I'm working on my drone pilot license now, and when I fly my drone, I fly it under the pilot's license, that as long as I'm with him, I'm flying under his license.
Are you working on your Part 107?
I am.
Okay, so you know how to fly then, huh?
Yes, I've strictly done with the drones, and my neighbor has a helicopter that I'm going to start practicing with that and having the net underneath of it for safety, because, yeah, the helicopter is definitely one of the most interesting things, how to fly, because there's so much of the mechanics that you have to get, you know, all correct.
With flight controllers, it used to be, before flight controllers came along, which I think is why, if you've got a flight controller in something, people tend to call them drones, but they're not. Right, it's just a stabilizer, a stabilizing mechanism. But with those stabilizers now, it's a whole lot easier to fly and a whole lot less expensive, a helicopter. Helicopters used to not have those. They used to have gyros, like three gyros, you know, for X, Y, and tail rotor, X, Y, and yaw, roll, pitch, and yaw. Those were still difficult to fly, but now that they have flight controllers, it makes it a piece of cake. You really don't have to have any skill to fly.
Yep, because the one that I've flown before, that was also his, that he let me fly, and I did pretty well. I didn't get it, you know, very high off the ground, but it had the you had to keep adjusting the trim, and that was like very difficult to do. I guess that frequent, as much as it had to change when the wind, that you had to adjust the trim quite often.
I've changed as push rods expand and contract with temperature change, it changes your trim. That's with anything. That's with airplanes, fixed wings, multi-rotor, or rotary. All three of them have that nuance, so they try to make push rods out of something that expands and contracts with temperature difference, you know, less than other material. Like if you use a really long skinny wire, it expands and contracts like crazy. So airplanes that have really long all metal push rods to go from the servo up front of the airplane all the way back to the elevator in the back, those things need constant trimming. But for things where some airplanes, they put the servo right there at the control surface, and not a problem. They're not long enough to make a difference.
That's definitely very interesting. Appreciate the information. Also, when the battery would get further drained down, then would have to adjust the trim more.
I'm not familiar with that needing. That could have been particular to the aircraft you were using. I've never experienced that. When power goes away, you do have to be careful so that you don't fly it so low that that you lose your receiver. You don't want to lose that receiver when you get too low. And lithium polymer batteries, they have the curve of how fast they lose power is really, really quick once it hits like 3.2 volts per cell. So you got to be careful you don't get down there on the knee of the curve. If you get too close to that, you'll go over the cliff. If you go over the cliff, you don't have control anymore. W4DJW, I am at the grocery store, so I have to get out and run in and get groceries. But anyway, good talking to you, Lloyd. Have a good one, W4DJW.
Sir, enjoy grocery shopping, KO4PXB.
KO4CEF, KQ4GIV.